Now, the rest of the story. It was a mutiny. It was one of the most widespread mutinies in British naval history. The Nore, N-O-R-E, mutiny. You're about to see it through the eyes of one captain commanding one of the ships that turned against the crown. The captain's name was Bill. But now, first, I want you to understand something. 2 centuries ago, the Nore was a naval and merchant marine center. It was among the largest in England. It was where ships of the Royal Fleet would go for repairs or refitting. Captain Bill brought his ship to the Nore in the spring of 1797. Big ship, 64-gunner, called the Director. Bill knew there was poison in the air. The British economy was going under. Wages of Navy personnel had been suspended. Many of the Royal Fleet had not been paid for 3 years. And they were growing more restless by the day. Seamen aboard the vessels at the Nore had organized themselves by the time Captain Bill arrived. The crew of his ship, the Director, became involved with this quasi-union almost immediately. Sophisticated mutiny was what it was. Delegates from the ranks of the disgruntled came aboard Bill's vessel. Many among the crew joined the revolt, decided to expel 3 superiors, the sailing master of the Director and 2 lieutenants. The crew had been ill-used by these officers, according to the crewmen. Captain Bill, what about him? No, he was an all right fellow, the mutineers agreed. Captain Bill could stay, although he would not be in charge. Predictably, this well-organized and massive mutiny spread swiftly through the fleet. Demands were stated. Removal of officers considered offensive. Resumption of pay with a raise. The Admiralty, astonished, watched helplessly as one by one the ships of the Royal Navy fell into rebel hands. Captain Bill was consulted. The Admiralty asked him if currently loyal vessels could be depended upon to attack those which had mutinied. Bill advised no. Meanwhile, the ships in mutiny blockaded London. And so the Admiralty used the only device left to them. They cut off supplies from the fleet, eventually starving the mutineers into surrender. And shortly thereafter, courts-martial were convened. 36 of the mutineers were hanged almost as quickly. The Admiralty tried to hang 31 men from Captain Bill's vessel, the Director, but it was Captain Bill himself who stood in the way. It was Captain Bill who repeatedly came to the defense of the mutineers, and he coerced the brass into reducing their prosecution list from 31 to 10, and even then, and largely because of Captain Bill's intervention, not one was charged with mutiny aboard the Director ever to be hanged. And I believe that's the way Captain Bill would want us to remember him, as a seaman's captain, and not as the villain that popular history has made him out to be. All because of a previous incident in April of 1789, which you know as the mutiny on the Bounty. For yes, there were 2 naval mutinies in the life and maritimes of Captain Bill, Captain William Bligh. But you never knew of the 2nd mutiny, during which Bligh was the good guy. That is, until you learned today the rest of the story.